Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
NVIDIA could put new power management technology from Transmeta on products such as chips for mobile devices and graphics processors for laptops. NVIDIA's licensing of Transmeta's power management features applies across all of the company's products and technologies. Transmeta's long-run 2 technology is designed to manage power and control leakage to make chips more power efficient. The technology could apply to NVIDIA's system-on-chip for cell phones announced earlier this year and called Tegra, which includes a graphics processor. Specific details about products with long-run-based technology will be announced in the future. There's a new service for conference speakers at the Black Hat Security Conference in Las Vegas this year, Lawyers on Call. For the first time, the Electronic Frontier Foundation is staffing a booth at the show with lawyers, ready to take any skittish security researchers and give them a free legal consultation. The idea is to make it easier for hackers to talk about cutting-edge research, even when they're subject to what the EFF sees as bogus legal threats. As of Thursday afternoon, the EFF had about a half dozen takers. Facebook users are being targeted by malicious hackers through postings in the popular wall section of the social networking site. The malware attack comes in the form of a wall message supposedly posted by a friend that urges members to click on a link to view a video on a website supposedly hosted by Google, according to Graham Cluley, senior technology consultant for Sophos. However, the link takes users to a web page that isn't hosted by Google, where they are told they need a new version of Adobe's Flash Player and are urged to download an executable file to watch the video. The file is really a Trojan horse. Sun Microsystems has begun an early access program for its XVM server hypervisor, a key component of its nascent virtualization product line, and intends to make a publicly downloadable version available within about a month, according to a blog post by Steve Wilson, Vice President of XVM at Sun. Hypervisors allow users to run multiple operating systems on a single machine, providing benefits such as server consolidation. XVM Server supports Sun and non-Sun x86-x64 hardware, along with the Windows, Linux, and Solaris operating systems. It represents the fourth and final of the initial products in Sun's virtualization suite. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.